All right, Steve. We haven't played comedy trivia in a while. Try this one for a pint of Kilkenny. Who is Herschel Slansky?
That one's really tough. How about an audio clue?
I thought you'd never ask.
How are you?
I'm Steve McClellan.
And I'm Randy Hodgins. And any fan of Second City Television, better known as SCTV, knows that over-the-top greeting is the signature of Bobby Bittman, a parody of Rat Pack-era comics and the brilliant creation of Eugene Levy. Bobby appeared in all six seasons of SCTV, most frequently as a guest on the Sammy Maudlin Show. As played by Levy, Bittman was an overly loud, overly dramatic embodiment of Vegas schlock, dripping with gold chains and false sincerity.
I've just heard that war has broken out in the Falkland Islands. Ladies and gentlemen, as a comic, in all seriousness, I must tell you that the Falkland Islands have been like a second home to me.
Possessed of an ego without bounds, Bobby believed himself worthy of being on the Mount Rushmore of comedy. Fans loved him, and over time, Bittman was featured on other SCTV shows and movies. One of the best was called The Mirth Makers, in which host John Candy's Orson Welles interviewed Bobby about his philosophy of comedy.
Does comedy come from the heart or from the mind?
That's a very good question, Orson. If I may say so, that's very intellectual. I truly believe good comedy comes not from the heart, not from the mind, but from the throat right in here.
SCTV episodes were often built around an extended plot, all within the universe of a fictional TV network. One of the best was a razor-sharp parody of the Rat Pack caper film Ocean's 11, with Sammy Maudlin Show regulars cast as the lead characters. Here's Bobby, Sammy Maudlin, played by Joe Flaherty, and perpetual second banana William B. Williams, played by John Candy, discussing a planned heist.
We will have 10 of the swingest cats you've ever seen.
That's right, William Bebop, except we're not going to have 10 cats. We're going to have 11. We're adding one more for this job. Bobby's brother, Skip Bittman.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 Sammy, look. That kid is strictly Squaresville. If he's in, I'm out.
When SCTV ended its run in 1984, fans assumed they'd seen the last of Bobby Bittman, but Eugene Levy had one more surprise in store. In 1988, Cinemax gave Levy the chance to write, direct, and star in his own special. Maybe they were expecting stand-up, but what Levy delivered was The Enigma of Bobby Bittman, a darkly comic pseudo-documentary about how the young Herschel Slansky turned into Bobby Bittman for better and sometimes much worse.
You can find out more about Bobby Bittman and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.